What's going on, everybody? This is Randall Barnes, the founder of HBCU Pulse, here with the first edition of Randall's Thoughts. Randall's Thoughts is my take on the world at large and the issues that we face as a community. Today's edition about the COVID-19 vaccine couldn't be more fitting as we're interviewing my friend and nurse, Chelsea Walton, who's taken the Moderna COVID-19 vaccine on tomorrow afternoon. My reasoning behind securing this interview is simple. I want to provide our audience with facts about the vaccine and the firsthand experience of someone who's taken it. I understand why we're nervous and skeptical about the vaccine. It was rushed, and there's so many variables that are still unknown about it. Plus, the Black community doesn't have the best pass with vaccines. The Tuskegee experiment is a perfect example. But guys, we have to be cautious about spreading fake news. A perfect example of this blatant fake news is this video floating around about a nurse that took the vaccine had an adverse reaction. You've probably seen it, but if you haven't, here's a little bit of the audio.
Hi, I am a registered nurse in Nashville, Tennessee, and my name is Kalila Mitchell. I recently took the COVID-19 vaccination. After the shot, I felt fine, but within 3 days, I went to the doctor because I had problems with my face. The whole left side of my face, actually. I have Bell palsy now. And as you can see, I can't smile. I'm trying to smile. I'm just getting embarrassed.
Now, watching this video can get you in your feelings and tug on your deepest feelings about the vaccine. However, further research shows you that this video is just simply not true. Don't believe me? Check out this report from WPSD-TV out of Kentucky.
It only took a few seconds of scrolling through Facebook before I saw this.
Hi, I am a registered nurse in Nashville, Tennessee, and my name is Kalila Mitchell.
The video goes on to claim she had an adverse reaction to the COVID-19 vaccine and warns people not to take it.
Wait, there are some major red flags. First, she provides no proof she ever took the vaccine. And second, we don't even know if she's actually a nurse.
A search of the Tennessee Department of Health's license verification website shows no one by the name of Kalila Mitchell.
We can't let fake news prey upon our fears and our doubts about the vaccine. We all are nervous about this thing. COVID-19 is continuing to spread and cause so much harm to our communities and the ones we love. However, we must be solution-oriented, not reactionary. We can't act like every video and article we see about COVID is fact. We have to do our research and then determine if this vaccine is right for us. It upsets me to see so many lies floating around and folks saying stuff just because. A lot of people have so much to say about taking the vaccine, yet they're not coming out with any solutions. If the vaccine isn't the answer, what's the solution? Let us know. What should we do to reverse the course of a pandemic that has taken over 300,000 lives and affected the world at large? We're in a scary place right now, and it's primarily because we can't separate truth from fact. We must move better to get out of this pandemic. We must only trust reliable sources of news, do our own research, and come up with our own conclusion based on fact. If we don't, we're going to be suffering for a while. And these are my thoughts for today. Make sure to check out my interview with FSU alumna and nurse Chelsea Walton Thursday, December 31st, 4:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.